Hallelujah for a word in season. Hallelujah for a word of breakthrough. Hallelujah for a word of deliverance. I'll shout hallelujah every day.
It's a beautiful day and you are blessed in the name of Jesus. Welcome to Hallelujah Everyday Podcast, your one-stop channel for daily inspirational, devotional, and motivational gospel in Christ Jesus. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. We take our reading of the Holy Bible from the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verses 20 through 22. And the Bible says, "So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, 'Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe in his prophets, and you shall prosper.' And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord, and who should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and were saying, 'Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever.' Now when they had begun to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated." Hallelujah. I declare, praise and worship for God on your lips will never cease in Jesus' name. Child of God, understand this secret today. You don't have to be a worship leader to worship, and you don't have to be a praise leader to sing to Almighty God. You only have to be a child of God. There is limitless power in praise and worship. There are many battles we win in songs of worship and praise once there is sincerity of heart. When we worship and sing praises, God is magnified. His dominion is declared over our situation. When we choose to praise him in the midst of the battle, seen and unseen, he fights for us. For the scripture says, "The Lord inhabits the praises of his people." In the Bible, there was a time when the choir of the tribe of Judah defeated three terrorizing large armies that had assembled to destroy them. As God's holy people shouted and praised, the unchallengeable God threw the enemy armies into confusion and caused them to slaughter one another. Hallelujah. Child of God, their strategic battle cry was worshiping and praising God. No one praises God with sincerity of heart and ends up in shame. When you open the gates of your heart through intentional gratitude and thankfulness for what God has done, you come in contact with divine manifestation and battles are won. When we pray through praise and worship, we set the camp of the enemies in confusion and in frustration. Worship prompts God to come to the aid of his people. Israel won the battle of Jericho through worship. In another instance, in 2 Chronicles 20, we read how King Jehoshaphat led the people of Judah into battle with singing. As the people worshipped, their enemies fought among themselves and destroyed one another. Hallelujah. They caged the enemy with their praise and worship. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 16, we see a revelation there how Paul and Silas were thrown into jail. That night, Paul and Silas sat with their feet in chains and sang songs of praise. God sent an earthquake. The prison doors were flung open and the jailer got saved. Hallelujah. When we face our Jerichos, our places of battles, and lift up praise and worship to God, the Jericho is bound to collapse. Sometimes, child of God, we fight the war with carnal weapons. We ignorantly use manipulations, gossip, deceit, physical ideas. People struggle for power and struggle for positions, but these aren't the weapons God gives us for battle. The weapons of our warfare, Bible says, are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Praises, worship, draw power from on high and suffocate the devils out. Praising God as you walk through the fire will bring strength, peace to your heart. It will fill your heart with praise for God, pushing out the fear and of course the worry. Today, child of God, I pray victory for you over all circumstances in Jesus' name. You are for dominion. Your song of praise will suffocate and destroy your foes in the name of Jesus. Your worship will build a wall of defense around you. You will not be disappointed in life. Every sorrow associated with the remaining days will not come near you or your dwelling in the name of Jesus. It will not come near your family. Those who have vowed to see your end, you will see their end in Jesus' name. You will be lifted above all agenda of darkness in the mighty name of Jesus. Every delay assigned to hinder your testimony, assigned to close doors of breakthrough, let the delays be destroyed in the name of Jesus. You will end in victory in the name of Jesus. We say a happy birthday and a big congratulations to those having wedding anniversaries today. The almighty hand of God will elevate and bless you in the name of Jesus. You are celebrated today and of course always in Jesus' name. Child of God, thanks for listening and sponsoring the podcast across various platforms. Your effort and support keep the messages going worldwide. Please keep sharing the podcast. It's all about the gospel of Jesus and of course touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful day in Christ Jesus today and always in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Connect Hallelujah every day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664. Or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.